This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On this segment of Inside Austin is Mark Henry, the world's strongest man, Olympian, Hall of Famer in three sports. We'll get to the details on that in a second, but somebody who I've stood next to before, and I'm a big dude. I'm 6'4", I'm you know, about 270 pounds, and you are one of the times I have ever felt like little, and I mean little, in this world. The other time is I stood next to Andre the Giant. That was a whole other thing. The third time was I stood on the court of an NBA game, and dudes that I saw on TV that looked short were now tall.
Yeah, man, I felt the same way. I would go to basketball games, and I remember watching the Phoenix Suns and the San Antonio Spurs, and Kevin Johnson was the point guard at the time. He played with Barkley.
Yeah, he's the mayor. And, was the mayor of Sacramento.
Yeah, he was. And that guy was like 6'4 and a half, almost 6'5", and I thought he was short. I was thinking he was going to be 6 feet tall, and I could not believe it. And, I mean, you know, a bunch of guys that I've met over the years, mainly the guards, you think that they're little because they're standing around 7 foot, 6'11 people all the time. But man, that's amazing. I'm glad you felt that too.
And then Andre the Giant, that was one of those, that was nuts. He was a foot taller than me. He, you know, hundreds of pounds heavier. His hands were as big as my torso. I stood next to him for a brief second, and that was one that was surreal. Like I felt like a child.
I didn't stand next to him. I got picked up off the ground by Andre when I was a 9-10 year old kid at a wrestling show. I reached out to touch him, walk into the ring, and the kids behind me pushed me over, and you know, like now the top of my feet are on this bicycle rack and, you know, security wall. And he just was like, oh my goodness, this kid, and picked me up and put me back on the other side. Man, that was like one of the highlights of my life. And it was one of the things that led me to having a career in pro wrestling.
Which, you know, let's get to some of the things that you've been to. And we'll get you get to the real reason that you're on. You've got an event coming up here at the Moody Center with AEW Dynamite. And then you've also got a fundraising gala, The Big Lift, coming up. And we'll get to those in a quick second. But I wouldn't mind, you know, talking about some of the you know, the adventures that you've had. You know, you've got an amazing resume where people don't assume somebody who is our size could possibly be athletic.
I don't understand it. I've seen some unbelievable athletes that were larger than life characters. Ruline Gardner, who's going to be at my event on Friday, Olympic gold medalist. This is a guy that, you know, at, you know, 285 pounds, 6'2", I've seen him turn backflips and cartwheels, and he's very explosive and quick. And the same thing with Charles Barkley. I remember, you know, meeting Charles at the Olympics in 92, and Charles was 280 pounds. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, he could run like a deer. He would be out there with all those guys defending guards and small forwards, and he was 6'5", 280 pounds. Like, it's incredible the athleticism that he showed. You saw him run and jump and dunk on anybody that got in the way.
I think offensive linemen in football are a great example of that sort of thing where, you know, you see them on the street and you think that, you know, oh my God, that man needs to put the food down. And then, you know, they run and they run a 4.940 and they can, you know, bench press 500 and something pounds. I heard Tom Brady say this once, and that, you know, a lot of people see someone who has a six pack and is absolutely ripped and all that stuff. They assume that that's the athlete. And usually that's not the case. You know, it doesn't do an athlete good to have a six pack. That makes their muscles too tight and things like that. It is usually the unexpected person that you see with a specific build that ends up being an athlete. And, you know, I think people see people your size and stuff like that, and they automatically assume brute and that's it. They forget that there could be some actual athleticism that isn't just pure strength.
Yeah, I mean, if you looked at the numbers of things that I've done, you would have to put me up there with the greatest big athletes of all time. I ran a 5.40 when at 375 pounds.
Wow. If you don't know how impressive that is out there, like world-class speed is like 4.4. Like you're right. We're talking almost half a second difference?
I mean, if I was within three steps of you, like I pretty much was going to get you. Like, you know, in football, like I was a good football player.
Yeah.
And I chose to lift weights. I had a 33-inch vertical. I could dunk a basketball with two hands at 6'4". Like there was unbelievable things. I had a 9.5-foot standing broad jump. You know, I did 50 reps with 225 in the bench press. You know, you go to the combines and guys are doing like, you know, 25 and 30 reps is a lot of reps. I did 20 more reps than that. Like there were things that I did that were people look at and go, holy cow, that's pretty damn impressive. I love the fact that I was an athlete more than the fact that I was the strongest guy, because once you factored in, hey, this guy's 375 pounds, with the fact that he lifted 1,000 pounds in the squat and he lifted 900 pounds in the deadlift and 600 pounds in the bench press. And, oh yeah, by the way, that was just powerlifting. Then he did Olympic weightlifting, where I'm one of three Americans that were able to snatch 400 pounds and clean and jerk 500 pounds. And, oh yeah, by the way, he came out of retirement after 14 years or 13 years and competed against the best strong men in the world and beat them handedly. Like, it wasn't like it was a competition. The competition would turn into a show, because it was all about what is Mark Henry going to do tomorrow. So I've been blessed, and the stuff comes off braggadocious, but it's really not. I'm just stating the facts. If you Google Mark Henry, like, that stuff will come up.
First and foremost, I am a firm believer in something that Cassius Clay said, and that is, it ain't bragging if it's true. And what everything that you just listed right there are facts. As you said, Google it. You know, it's on a Wikipedia page out there somewhere. There's, you know, websites and videos dedicated to it. So what you just said is all 100% fact. So it ain't bragging, man. It is. That's your resume. That's you know, yeah. It is something to, and quite frankly, those things are worth bragging about. So you can go ahead and step it up a little bit if you want. You moved a semi or two. Any man who can say, I lifted whatever it was you said that was 1,000 pounds, you picked up something that was 1,000 pounds, and you said that right after you said, you squatted 1,000 pounds, and you said that right after you were talking about dunking a basketball. If people out there can't realize how one of those contradicts the other for the vast majority of human beings out there, I am not that much smaller than you. I have never dunked a basketball in my life, and I could not imagine trying to do anything with 1,000 pounds except for call a mover. I see it as sort of the opposite of kind of a Yoda thing, where, you know, you see Yoda and you can't imagine that he's the best swordsman in the bunch. My radio nickname has been The Thing for years, from the Fantastic Four.
Oh yeah, don't start my nerdom now.
Oh, I know. Like, why do you think I brought it up? I know you.
Like, people don't know Mark Henry's a nerd. Like, you bring up Yoda, and I tell you, man, like, I walk around like Yoda all the time. My body is beat up and sore from all the years of abuse and wrestling and lifting. But if I have to, like, I'll look like Yoda looks when he's about that life. And, you know, I will use the Force and it will get done.
Joining us on Inside Austin is Mark Henry. I know that you've got some, you know, events coming up here, and, you know, let's transition to those. And that's, you know, you have a thing coming up, the Big Lift, which is on May 19th at the Hotel Van Zandt here in Austin. And it's a USA Weightlifting Foundation event. It's a gala event. Like, you hear the Big Lift, you assume that it's going to be a big bunch of sweaty guys lifting massive. Yeah, exactly. Instead, it's going to be a bunch of big sweaty guys in tuxedos wishing that they were in the gym instead.
and I'm looking forward to it, man. Before we, you know, get to the Big Lift, I took a job with AEW Pro Wrestling Company about a year and 9 months ago, and I get to mentor and teach all the things that's necessary for you to be a successful wrestler on television, because you got to understand camera angles, you got to understand the business of pro wrestling. How do you get recognized? What fits your skill set? Basic psychology and the simple psychology, good versus evil, fast versus slow. But then the advanced psychology of how to make people feel and what makes people feel. Those are the things that are very, very difficult to come by without experience. And you need somebody with the experience, you know, teaching those things and the producing segments and working in the community. I always work in the community. I always want to help kids be better tomorrow than they were today. And I get to do that every day with AEW. And we'll be at the Moody Center on Wednesday. And I'm just super excited about coming to the Moody Center. But to go to the Moody Center validates the fact that we're an unbelievable company that's doing big things, and we want people to come out and watch us. We recently announced that we were going to do a show in London at Wembley Stadium, and Wembley holds 90,000. We've already sold 70,000 tickets. So, like, I feel the validation, and I want people to come out and watch us on the 17th at the Moody Center. It's going to be an unbelievable show.
Well, it legitimizes something that, you know, you said that you've been working with them for a little over a year, and, you know, to see a company grow, to see it go from what it was to what it will be is an amazing journey to take with a company. But see, I should have started with the introduction. I shouldn't have started with World's Strongest Man. I should have started with Teacher. I've got him on Zoom right now. Excuse me for interrupting. I've got him on Zoom right now, and you should have seen him light up when he was just talking about teaching new people into the business of wrestling and being able to mentor kids and stuff like that. That's the smile right there. That's the dopey smile you had, and you have it there again. And see, I should have started with Teacher. That is my fault as a host. I should have started with Teacher.
You are right. No apologies needed. I love seeing kids be better, man. I was well taught. I had great coaches. I had some great teachers. And, you know, the world is not perfect. And it may never be, but I've been blessed. I cannot sit here and complain that I didn't learn properly, because I did. My mother was patient and a great teacher, extremely good cook, as you can tell the size of the man. But I've been really, really blessed. And I love AEW. I love what I'm doing at AEW. And I every week to see the current talent succeed the way they're succeeding is just man, it just validates my whole career of wrestling, because now I see people doing the things that I asked them to do, and they are feeling the success and they're feeling the self-worth. So if you don't have plans on Wednesday, you definitely have to come out to the Moody Center and watch AEW Pro Wrestling.
Joining us on Inside Austin is Mark Henry. He's here to talk about his AEW event Wednesday, May 17th at Moody Center. MoodyCenterATX.com for tickets. And he's also here to talk about The Big Lift, which is Friday, May 19th, Hotel Van Zandt. It is a gala benefiting the USA Weightlifting Foundation, usaweightliftingfoundation.org. Now, if you're my age, you think of wrestling as, you know, I go back to the Jimmy Superfly Snuka and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. And yeah, that's my era of wrestling. And it is not that. I'm not knocking that. And I'm not saying that today's is necessarily better. I'm saying today's is different. It is a show in a way that we didn't get if you're, because I assume you're probably around that age if you knew those wrestlers. And so it's the kind of thing where that was fun to watch, and it was its own little soap opera and stuff like that, but you guys put on a show. You guys put on a spectacular event everywhere you go, and the athleticism and the storytelling. It is storytelling at its you know, purest form. It is storytelling.
And that's exactly what I was saying about the psychology of wrestling. People think about just the physicality of it and the size differences of the performers, but ultimately wrestling is about how we make you feel. We have to take you on an emotional roller coaster, and you have to be smart to be a pro wrestler. People think that it's a bunch of dumb jocks in tight clothes, but it's not. Like, you have to tell a story by using action and not words. And that's why so many people that are deaf come to wrestling. You know, I have a sports show called Busted Open, and we've had people call into the show that are blind, and they say, I can hear everything like I can see. Wrestling is the only thing that I can hear where it's like somebody is allowing me to see. The greatest compliment that I've ever had in my life.
I love that.
And people that are deaf, they watch wrestling and they start making sound. It's like they grunt, they squeal, they make sounds. Like, if we're able to make the blind see and the deaf feel and hear, why are we not doing more in this world?
Well, do you think that maybe, because, you know, your question was rhetorical, you know, I would imagine, but I'm going to go ahead and be that kind of person who answers a rhetorical question. And you said that, you know, why can't it be more often? And do you think that perhaps it is the stigma? Do you think that perhaps it is that sort of attitude of, you know, these guys are just a bunch of failed football players throwing each other around the ring, and, you know, there is something mindless and effortless to it, except for the fact that their body.
And that is talented. That is, it requires real talent to do. Yeah, I think that's part of it. It's the same thing as also pro wrestling. I heard a guy say one time, you know, it's fake, right? And you can call them fake. You can say whatever you want to. At the end of the day, my kids are going to go to college. Hopefully they'll get scholarships. But if not, I'll be able to pay for it, because God has blessed me to be able to make a nice living for myself and for my family. And I will never take for granted what pro wrestling has done for me.
I think that person clearly misunderstood the difference between fake and staged.
Yeah.
The outcome may be staged. You getting whacked in the back of the head with a chair was not fake.
No, it was not.
And there's a difference.
There's a difference. We sacrifice our bodies for the entertainment of the fan base. And, you know, I just love what I do, and I'll never, ever take that for granted. But like you were saying, you know, I have about 50 high-end, high-level athletes that I've met in my walk that will be at my event, The Big Lift, at the Van Zandt Hotel on May 19th, on that Friday. And Just I'm going to give you just a Cliff Notes version of who's going to be there. You know, Baker Mayfield and Nate Bowyer, Timmy Smith, Olympic gold medalist Charles Austin, Olympic gold medalist Rulon Gardner. And then you have the University of Texas who's who, from Brian Arakpo to Michael Griffin to Jamal Charles. Corey Redding, Trey Thomas, and the list goes on and on. But I would be out of my mind to not mention Naismith Player of the Year, T.J. Ford, and the University of Texas Player of All Time. And I don't know if anybody will ever dethrone the great Earl Campbell. I'm glad to have these people as friends and to come out and support me in my efforts to raise money so that all of the people that make the Olympic team, men and women, get the same amount of money. They're all going to get the same stipend in the Olympic year, so they don't have to work. We want them to focus on the training, deal with their recovery, so that they can put on the best performance on the stage at the Olympic Games and represent this country. And I was one of those athletes before. And if it was not for the sponsors, if it was not for the endorsements, I would not have been able to do what I did. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
And you can find more information and you can find tickets at usaweightliftingfoundation.org. That is a really big, long website. So you'll be able to find all of that stuff on our Twitter page, which is at Inside Austin. I'll have all that stuff up there for you, along with a link for tickets to the AEW Dynamite event on May 17th at 6 o'clock at the Moody Center. And then the gala is on May 19th at the Hotel Van Zandt, which is also here in Joining us on Inside Austin is Mark Henry. I find your perspective on so many of these things amazing, and that's that there were so many chances and opportunities for you to take for granted where you were, and that happens to a lot of people. And to be able to be humble and still have perspective on all of it, but also want to continue that tradition and to instill that into the future generations of not just wrestling, but the aspect of professional and in competitive weightlifting, it makes a gentleness in you that I'm glad that I was able to see. It is, once again, going back to that thing where you get a lot of well, I bet you could just clunk me over the head, and your response is, yeah, but why would I want?
Right. I mean, people always want to make people out to be bumbling oafs. Like, history and as it relates to physical culture and sports, I didn't get the chance to finish college because I was busy making history. But if I hadn't been the athlete that I was, I probably would have been a history professor because I just love history. And
you're an inherent teacher.
And I teach. It's like what God made me to do. And those are the people that you want to support, and those are the people that you want to help. I wish that teachers around the board made more money in this country. They deserve it. And I just, don't ever want to feel like the guy that just sits around and boasts about prior victories. Like, I want other people to have the feeling of what that is. Like, greatness should be shared. I share it with my family every day. And I hope that everybody that I come in contact with takes what I've given them and goes and just kills it. That's the ultimate joy for me, is watching other people succeed now.
Well, and greatness is contagious, and we're getting a little short on time here, but the perfect example of that is you look at the amazing athletes in their careers, the Jordans, the Larry Birds, the Wayne Gretzky's, etc. They made the people around them great too. And so that sort of thing ends up becoming a ripple effect, and before you know it, you've got an impact the world around you. And one of the ways that you can do that is by helping the USA Weightlifting Foundation, by donating to them, by going to their gala. And what a lot of people don't know about the Olympics is because they assume the basketballs and the hockeys and stuff like that, where these things are financially taken care of years ahead of time. Weightlifters and the sports that are a little bit less popular and stuff like that, these guys are also lawyers. These guys have real jobs, unfortunately, a lot of times.
Yes, sir.
And so they also have to raise money or use their own money in order to get it. they have to hunt down sponsors. They don't necessarily have a mechanism to do that or a team to do that. They're out there selling themselves. And so being able to donate to something like USA Weightlifting Foundation and going to their event coming up on the 19th, that's how you can help.
Yes, and I would very much appreciate that, man. I appreciate you saying that.
So if you want more information, as I said, you can find all of that stuff on our Twitter page, and or you can go to the USAWeightliftingFoundation.org, and their gala is May 19th at the Hotel Van Zandt, and AEW Dynamite tickets are available at the Moody Center May 17th, 6 p.m. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your time, and thank you for what you do.
Man, thank you so much, man. If people want to get a hold of me and be in contact with me, they can reach me at TheMarkHenry on everything social media. And also my website launches next week, TheMarkHenry.com. It's going to be one of the more entertaining websites that you'll ever find because as studious as I am at times, I'm also a bit of a clown and a nerd. And there's going to be stuff on there that's going to entertain everybody.
You and I sound very, very, very similar, minus the weightlifting and success and stuff like that. We are, you know, both nerdy people who people see us and automatically assume that we are just absolutely serious. And so when we act goofy, it makes it stand out that much more. And then, yeah, it's one of those things. It's isn't it awesome to constantly make people surprised and keep them on their toes?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. The video games to the comic books to the, you know, just the love for Marvel and DC universes and Comic-Cons and, you know, just all the things that would make somebody that's a fan of entertainment, like of all forms. Like, yeah, that's me.
Same here. As I said, you know, my nickname in sports radio for years and years and years was from the Fantastic Four, The Thing. I was sitting in the studio one time talking to the show that show host that I produced. He was I'll give him a shout out, Cecil Lammy out in Denver. He was he's an NFL expert, and he was in a commercial break, and we were talking about Reservoir Dog, and he goes, "The Thing, mother planker looks just like The Thing." And then he looks at me and goes, "You got a Thing vibe going on." And then we come back from break. He turns open, cracks open the microphone. He's like, "Hey, welcome back to Ride and Sean Code with Cecil Lammy and producer The Thing." And that was the end of that.
That was it.
But I'll take it. I'll take it. It's better than Shrek. That was the one that I got most of the time.
Yeah, let's go with The Thing.
Once again, May 17th, AEW Dynamite, Moody Center, and May 19th, Hotel Van Zandt, the Big Lift Gala.
Man, I appreciate your time, man. Let all your fan base know that I look forward to seeing them. And if I can't see them, then they can go on and they can subscribe to my website, or they can donate from that page. And we'll take $5. We'll take $1. Whatever you give that's out from your heart, you know, God bless you. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.